Nothing like starting a new job during the pandemic. That was the case, though, for the new head of the Newark Public Library. She spoke this week with WBGO's Janice Kirkell.
Joining us now on the WBGO Journal is Jocelyn Bowling Dixon, the new director of the Newark Public Library. Jocelyn, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So taking over in the middle of a pandemic, what are the challenges here? What needs have you identified as you take over the library?
Right now we have curbside going on, and that's going well. And the virtual program we've done is phenomenal. If you haven't been to npl.org, please check it out and see what our wonderful staff has put together to keep things going, even in a pandemic. And so our next challenge will be working together to reopen at a limited capacity as soon as we're able to. So that is, I've had some meetings already today about that. We're going to be meeting this week and just talking about those next steps and how we continue what libraries always do in terms of programming, bridging the digital divide, and reaching out to the community and all those things. So that's what I would say is like the next laser-focused thing that we're working on.
What are some of the first things you'll address as you take over the library?
Well, the challenges still remain the same. And my focus and my vision is I really focus on community needs, including mental health and facing racial injustice, and doing social justice activities is always at the forefront of what I'm looking at. And then just moving between the real and the virtual worlds, trying to navigate those two things. That's what I'm looking forward to. And those are the things, those are the challenges. I don't think they've changed. The digital divide is still there. We have a number of people who don't have access to the internet and those kind of things. So it's really three-pronged for me. The thing I would say also is and three-pronged would be working with the schools, working with the community, and getting that computer access back together. So I'm looking forward to talking to our community partners and seeing where we can plug in and work together to address the needs of the community.
I know you came from a library system in Virginia. What do you see as the main differences between that system and the Newark system where you're going to be working now? And what was attractive to you about Newark?
Well, I wanted to, in my career trajectory, I really wanted to become a director. And so, I just was looking, as I do. Just, I think in your career, you always just kind of pay attention to who's moving where and what's, where the opportunities are. And so I came across the Newark Public Library director position, and the way that it was written and the whole packaging was just so appealing to me. I got that little spidey tingle when I saw, I really liked what the city was about, and it made me go look at some further research into the renaissance of the community and the great things that are happening in terms of industry and construction. And I really was attracted to the cultural vibe of the city, too. I thought that was so special with the symphony orchestra revamping up and the museums here. And then, I looked at what the library is doing in terms of, again, pivoting in this crisis. The wonderful things that they've come up with, from classes to the story time online to just things for adults, teens, and children. So that maybe we'll say, okay, let's you need to go for this, Jocelyn. The differences and the similarities, I'd say, surprisingly, there are more similarities than differences. I know people were like, okay, that's going to be a big change. So the library I came from in Virginia was part of the D.C. metropolitan area along with Maryland. So it was similar, like an urban suburban kind of library system, 11 branches. It was a majority minority county in the state, the only one. And so diverse communities just like this one, a few more branches, but 11 versus 8 here. So a lot of similarities in just the challenges faced, having a diverse population, having a sizable population. There had about 450,000 there. I think here is a little over 200,000 or so. With the cultural diversity here and all the amazing things that are happening, I really wanted to be a part of that. And so I said, Jocelyn, let's go for it. And so here I am, and I'm so glad that I did.
Now, I just do want to address the issue of funding again, just because that is obviously going to be a challenge for everything in the pandemic era. And I know you're only on day three. Do you have any plans yet for how to address the money needs of the library, or you're consulting with various entities about how to address that?
Yes, definitely consulting with various entities about that right now. So I don't know yet, but that is definitely, you're right, that is going to be a challenge that we all face.
All right. Well, Jocelyn Bowling Dixon, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.